Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So first it was the romp hymns, not the rompers, but the romp hymns, rompers for dudes.
Those,
and now it's the full-on lace outfits. Now, you said that you get it for guys, but you talk about how rompers for girls are a big pain.
No, they suck. They're cute. I own one.
Something that only exists on the internet and with hipsters.
Have you seen the lace outfits now?
Like no.
The lace shorts and the lace shirts, like, they're matching.
I don't even think chicks would wear that.
So they're totally see-through.
Like, even the girliest of girls isn't going to wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm, I don't know, like if I'm going to a costume party, maybe, but this is not, like, the internet needs to stop trying to push this as fashion because nobody's wearing this. It's non-existent. The romper stuff is so stupid.
Okay, Mahoney. Outside of the Spanx that you regularly wear, is there anything else that you're willing to wear that you would say, maybe this isn't the manliest thing that I've ever put on?
I don't care if it's manly or not. I just care if it's functional and it covers me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what it looks like, just as long as I'm comfortable in it. Whereas a romper...
What if you found that in the romp him... You are incredibly comfortable.
I mean, rompers, I wouldn't be, because if as often as I use the restroom, it would not be convenient and or comfortable for me to continually take that thing off.
You'd be naked.
And it looks stupid. I mean, it just does. I mean above
unless you like
else.
Actually go off the side, you'd have to, like, even to use the urinal, you'd have to, like,
yeah,
like in elementary school, like drop it down to your feet.
Nobody's buying unless you're some dumb hipster, and at that point you spend way too much time on the internet and you're a moron.
Ian, is there anything that you're comfortable wearing that's not traditionally considered manly? Because over the years, I mean, like, you wear pretty tight jeans.
Thanks, Dave.
I mean, are they skinny jeans? Like, when you go buy jeans, do you go to the skinny section?
Yeah, I tend to go for the Levi skinnies. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
nothing wrong with that.
He is a thin dude.
Yeah, yeah. He's thin, you know, anyway.
He's unlike us, where we're old and fat. You know, he's a young virile man.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys would look like with skinny jeans.
Not good.
Who, me or us?
Just look top heavy.
Yeah, it looks like I'm smuggling grapes.
It would look like, you know, like when you towards the end of the tube of toothpaste,
yeah,
and like the bottom's all squeezed out, but then there's like the big chunk at the top.
Yep,
that's what it would look like.
You.
Yeah,
the thing about skinny jeans, it's just there's not enough room for, like, if you're a larger guy, there's no room for your boys.
Yeah,
and that's for me. I need
Mahoney
I wanna...
needs the extra crotch room Wranglers.
Yes,
he's so manly.
The U shape. But don't cut in.
Yeah.
Me and Brett Favre, even though we know Brett Favre doesn't need those.
Yeah, no, we've seen that. Talmore, what's up, man?
Pretty good. Good morning, guys.
So what's going on with fashion? What are you willing to put on that isn't traditionally considered manly?
Okay, so I do go with my girlfriend to get pedicure or manicure. The one for the shoes, for the feet, actually.
That's a pedicure.
Yeah, that's pedicure.
Okay, and I do put all kinds of colors on my feet because I think it's nice, it's cute, it's funny, I guess.
No, I'm with you 100% there. There's nothing better than a pedicure.
Oh.
Like a manicure, I could do my hands all day long. I don't need help with that. But like bending over to cut my toenails.
Hang on, you do your own manicures is what you're saying?
I cut my own nails, Dave. Yes. Okay.
No.
But I'm saying, like, bending over to cut your own toenails is a pain in the ass. And plus, you get a nice little foot massage, a hand massage. Nothing comes from that. You're like, that feels like. Whatever.
I like hand massages.
I don't like pedicures at all.
Yeah,
really?
I just don't like people messing with my feet. Yeah.
Well, why do you have some weird foot fetish, man?
No, I don't have a weird foot fetish.
It's your fetish is that you don't like people touching them.
That's my fetish?
That's good. Yeah.
It's like an anti-fetish.
Yeah.
That'd be my anti-fetish, too.
Ross Mahoney, Bossy Rossi, on our Facebook said, the least manly thing that I wear is the Dave Mahoney super soft t-shirt. You know what? Manly or not, it is damn comfortable.
Well, he admits that it's super soft.
Yeah.
He wears it as a nighty.
Mm-hmm.
he got a double X
and only this.
Yeah.
How about this one? Warren said, I found a cologne that I really like. Bought it a couple of weeks later. Found out it was a lady's perfume. Still wear it. No F's given. Love it.
I mean, to his defense, there are some perfumes that do, you know, smell pretty manly.
Yeah, I guess.
Talmore, you're a pretty fit dude. Would you? Oh, we lost him.
Yeah, he's on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sir.
Why'd you hang up on him?
I didn't hang up on him. He hung up.
That's how
a phone works.
Uh-huh.
Joe said the least manly thing that I wear is my emotions.
Oh, I like that.
You like
a man who will wear his emotions on his sleeve?
Yeah.
What about like, okay, will so, cry? Will come crying to
no,
you
I
because he had a bad
cry.
Day?
No, Jesus Christ, no.
But then you don't like a man who wears his emotion on his sleeve.
I don't want a wuss, but like.
Why is it wussy to care about having, you know,
no, because
feelings?
You're making it sound like you're he's
okay,
a
wuss. So let me give you an example. So Mahoney got upset one night and he had some Jägermeister. And sometimes when he has Jägermeister,
this was 10 years ago.
It heightens the emotions a little bit.
Why was he bringing this up?
Well, I'm just seeing like where Sylvia where Sylvia sits on this.
Uh-huh.
And so Mahoney got upset about something. And he had a burrito from Roberto's, I believe.
It was Roberto's.
Roberto's, yeah.
Before Roberto split off with Don Tortaco, before that feud began.
And he was sobbing into his burrito case.
I mean, that's a little sad.
While he was, were you still trying to eat it?
I was eating the burrito. Why is it so salty?
So good or not?
Nah,
you pass on
I
that?
I wouldn't do that to right. I wouldn't go to like my girlfriend or somebody else and do that. I was alone. That's the like.
Well, that's a sad
that's
part.
That's when I like. When
that's even sadder.
That doesn't make it better.
Yeah, it does.
No,
you're
it doesn't.
Sobbing into a burrito by yourself.
Sure, it does. If I was like sobbing to somebody else, then that would be like, oh.
Hello, darkness.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
According to a new survey, 69% of women think a, quote, dad bod is sexy. Mm. 63% prefer it over a guy who's covered in muscles.
Wait.
In other news, 63% of women are liars.
Are you a fan of the dad bod, Sylvia?
I'm thinking about
no?
I don't know. I like a little bit of you know, the body being toned.
Like, that's such like a nice way of putting it. I like the little way, you know, like kind of like a six pack or so.
Maybe it doesn't have to be more.
Yeah. 78% of women think a dad bod is a sign that a guy's comfortable in his own skin.
But see, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like if my boyfriend all of a sudden like
plumped
you know,
up.
Plumped
how old
up.
Is your boyfriend?
27.
Okay.
And he's what?
He's younger than you? You cradle robber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cougar. I know.
Yeah.
But come October,
but you would
we'll be the same age. But
no, you're still always going to be older.
Shut up.
Oops, that was not a cougar, Dave. That was a horse.
My bad.
He's like, I'm a horse. No, but I mean, if he plumped up, I mean, I would still love him. It's not a deal breaker.
47% of women say they agree that the dad bod is the new six pack.
So no, it's not.
A little extra padding is in style right now.
It's not.
80% of women. Said that they'd be proud to be married to a guy with a dad bod.
There's a big difference between like, you know, like a dad bod. Like there's like what they're calling a dad bod. It's usually those guys who were in shape and they've got like.
It's like Vin Diesel when he was being called.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
You know, like Russell Crowe can cut down to Gladiator or, you know, like levels of buffness. But he's still got like
remnants
a lot of
it,
muscle
right?
under yep. that. So it's I still feel like this is a load of crap. Because at the end of the day, I've been thin, I've been fat, and I always get more attention when I'm in better shape. Always.
More attention from the ladies?
Yes.
Is that why you is
and
that
the
why
gentlemen.
You been, is that why you've been thinning down?
So
that
used to get a lot of drinks over at the free zone down.
Yeah. All those 23-year-old tourists coming through town, Mahoney. Hello.
No, I was
my
young.
Name
then.
Is Mahoney.
Oh, you were young.
I was young.
Then.
Not in my older days. I'm too old for that scene now. Too fat as well.
92% of married men with a dad bod say they're happy with their marriage, 86% say they're happy with life in general, and 61% say they're proud of their body.
I don't know if I believe this.
I don't either. I don't buy any of it.
Wow. Wow.
What was it?
Wow. Dave and Mahoney. Please leave a message after the tone.
Name a better invention in the universal remote, please. My mom is old. I think condensing everything all together, you know, in one remote, maybe the only reason that she's still with us. Because she don't have to stress about finding that channel, that channel, this channel. It's crazy. So, you know, I love you, Mom. And I love you, Universal Remote. That saves lives, yo.
Message deleted.
Seems like maybe a bit of a stretch, but all right.
I'm buying into it. If that was an infomercial, I would buy a Universal Remote right this
have
second.
You ever heard a stronger endorsement than it saved my mother's life? It is actively saving my mother's life every day.
Like, yeah, buy me like 10.
Right?
Is there a bet? Can you think of a better invention?
Well, Amazon, I haven't tried it yet, but Amazon does have that new like thing that changes the channel just by talking to it. So you know how like the Amazon Echo, it's pretty good with recognizing your voice. Siri sucks. Like I hate Siri. It never works for me right.
Mine works.
Does it?
Maybe you just don't know how to work it.
I mean, you talk to it. Every time I've asked Siri a question on my iPhone, maybe it never works.
Maybe she doesn't like your tone.
Maybe she doesn't like me.
Maybe you're not saying the right things.
Maybe not, but I don't want to have to say the right things. I can just mumble Alexa and it gets it right. But anyway, Amazon has the new Alexa thing where you just go, turn it to ESPN and it'll turn it to ESPN.
Yeah.
And I haven't tried it yet, though, because I have a 2-year-old and I know that I'd be
You got to yell kind of. That's the one thing about the smart speakers in the house. Yeah. You're always just like, hey!
I feel like I have the same patience with my smart speaker that I do with a telemarketer or like an automated phone system where I'm like, Alexa, timer off! Just unbelievably mad for no reason at all. It's doing a service.
Your blood boils already.
I turn into Chris Farley.
Hey, Siri, play some Wham!
Louder! Volume up!
Please leave a message after the tone.
You can specify a level for the volume, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's volume up and it goes up by like one tick.
Volume 10!
I usually go volume like 90 and then it says, are you sure? That's very loud. I'm like, yes, bitch. I'm deaf.
I need my wham.
I'm deaf.
Wham.
You never really know what's in your antibacterial soap until you go to the bathroom and realize you don't have your phone.
Message deleted.
Do you guys
the things that you read when you're in the bathroom and you realize you don't have your phone on you and you've already started?
Is your wife on that antibacterial kick?
No. I mean, look, we have a young daughter and I don't know, maybe we should be. We're like, yeah, she's got to get the immune system eventually.
I'm saying like because the antibacterial soap is the stuff that's like making us even worse. So like we're becoming we're creating super viruses because we're killing all the ones, but the ones that survive are really going to do us in.
Oh, now, really? Is that what's going on?
It's like it kills 99.9% of bacteria.
That 0.1 coming to get us.
That's the bitch bacteria.
I have the Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
Is that?
I don't know. In my household, we have switched over to the not antibacterial soap in the kitchen.
Just regular soap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
We got a Myers Lemon now.
I appreciate you doubling down on it.
It's on tap.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.
I think the semi-annual sale is coming up at Bath and Body Works.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can probably, I think it's like buy three, get three.
Yeah, cool.
Yes.
So it's a really good deal,
Excellent.
Dave.
Excellent. It is. Thank you.
You can go in that store and just fart at will, man. Nobody knows.
No one's going to know.
Alexa, Mahoney off! Mahoney off!
God dang.
It worked.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So there's a bar opening down at Planet Hollywood, the Miracle Mile Shops, and they have bionic bartenders.
Okay.
Like cyborgs?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Cyborg,
yeah, from the UFC.
Promoting her upcoming fight? Yeah, wow, that's some really good tie-in there.
Yeah. No, they have two robotic bartenders ready to make your favorite concoction any way that you like. Do you dig it or not?
How fast is it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
If it's faster than normal people, sure, all day long.
So customers place their order on one of the dozen tablets that are in the bar, and there's an app that you can use on your smartphone, and then they pay with cash or credit card and enter. That's what's annoying. You have to enter your email address.
Oh, what the?
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving you my email address so I can get a damn drink. If I can swipe my card, pay for it right there, and hit a button, and you're going to give me...
But the idea is that
a vodka tonic, I'm good.
Well, then you either download the app or you have you get the link through your email.
Yeah,
and then you download the app and basically you can do everything on your smartphone. Then you push a button, you order your drink, your credit card information is already in it, and then it gives you a little alert whenever your drink is ready. You just go up to the bar and grab it.
Well, yeah, there's a QR code.
Yeah,
so it's a barcode. So you have that's what
okay.
You got. That's what they
that's
email
slightly
you.
Slightly better. Slightly better. I just want to be able to push a button and swipe my card and be done.
Yeah. They say that there's perfect pours every single time, and obviously it's good for business, too, because there's not any spills and they don't waste ingredients.
Which is great. You know, I mean, it sucks for young, pretty women because your drink's probably not going to be free with a robot, you know? But guys like Dave and I who are not exactly
young or pretty.
Yeah, prime physical specimens, you know, and we want quick service and we're willing to pay for it. I don't care if you make a drink that's like... You know, I don't need the old college pour of like 10 parts vodka, 1 part cranberry. You know, it's like, I like a nicely mixed drink
at this
point.
I'm at the age where I like it to taste good and I like to be able to pace myself and not get all sloppy off of one drink.
Is there anything more infuriating than when you go to a bar and you're standing there and you know they see you and you see them and they keep going to other people who came clearly after you because they're better looking?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
That's why Mahoney is going through this physical transformation. He wants to be the pretty person at the bar. I don't blame you.
I don't even go. I haven't been to a bar. I go to Aces every week, but that, I don't have that problem there. Yeah. Everybody in the eyes of craft beer is equal.
That's right. Everyone's beautiful after 9 craft beers.
Especially an Imperial Stout, man. Those 10% ones.
Get you. I actually like this idea. I'm at the age now where I just want convenience. Like everything, almost everything that I pay for outside of regular bills is for convenience in my
100%.
Life. You know, and so I'm at the age now where waiting in line at a bar and having to like, you know, getting elbowed and like people getting in your personal space, try to fight for a drink just sounds terrible to me. I mean, so bionic bartender,
it doesn't ruin the night, but it's just like, ugh. Although, it's just so inconvenient.
Limited, though. I still want real people behind the bar and then have a couple of these things going as well.
Give me the choice.
Yeah, there
it's
is.
Like it's like going to the grocery store.
Right.
I can go to, if I don't want to deal with somebody, I can go to the self-checkout. If I want to see a nice pair of boobs, I can go to a person at the bar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was going to say, at the checkout, I was like, what Smiths are you going to?
Yeah.
One down Mound's Edge.
Yeah, what up? You get extra bananas?
There's a guy named Larry. He's got some really, really solid C cups.
You want to see my cantaloupes? Mm. Whoa, Larry. No, but the point is, especially you go to like a local bar, a lot of times you develop a nice rapport because there's a lot of great bartenders that are daytime bartenders or even in the evening.
They hook you up.
Oh, no, I mean, just having, you know, like you've kind of become friends.
You know who they are.
When you walk into a bar and you see somebody that you like behind the bar, like that's great.
Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
And they know that you're a degenerate Keno player and a drunk. Right.
They're like, give this guy some free food and drinks.
Woo!
And like,
keep it going.
Lose $4,000. Whoops. That's a really expensive Corona.
Corona light.
Corona, watching your figure.
Oh, yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, question for you. Have you ever had a really bad customer service experience? And normally, I'm not really the one that would complain about bad customer service because sometimes you go to a business and the person's having a bad day and you don't really hold the business to blame for what happened. You're just like, this person that I had an interaction with was just having a bad day for whatever reason. You just sort of blow it off. But my wife, she likes to shop online almost as much as you, Sylvia.
Oh.
Almost as much.
Yeah.
But we just moved into a house recently here in Las Vegas. I'm very excited to be in it, but she's doing some shopping for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought something from, have you ever heard of Wayfair.com?
Yes.
So Wayfair.com is this website that sells like a bunch of home furnishing stuff, kind of like a Joss & Main or you know any of those type of sites.
Never heard of any of them.
All right. So Wayfair is where you buy
home
fancy
goods.
Chick stuff for your house, you know, like pretty things to hang on the wall and vases.
That's why I don't know.
Yeah exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
So she purchased something on Wayfair, and it was like a thing that goes beneath the TV, kind of like an entertainment center, right?
Okay.
And it was on clearance. And so she's like, oh, this is a really great deal.
Yeah.
Like, normally this is like $1,000. But instead, it's like $200.
That's a pretty big discount.
That's awesome.
It was an open box item and everything else. And she's like, this is fantastic. So she's excited and she buys it. And then 2 days later, she gets an email that says, hi, Brittany. We are sorry to inform you that the following items are no longer available in our clearance center. To ensure your refund is processed right away, we have canceled the items from your order. Please allow blank and blank business days for the pending charge to be put back on your card, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if Wayfair doesn't understand how retail works, but if you are a retail source, let's say that you're a website or a store and you put something on sale and somebody enters your website or your store and buys it, there's no take backs. That's not how that works.
Has she shopped there before?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So they just said, we're no longer selling this because other too many people bought it?
Or just sold out.
Whatever it was, she bought it while it was available, and then they took it back.
If it was like sold out already, they should have marked that.
It shouldn't have been available at that price.
It shouldn't have been available.
Right.
I've had some things like that happen.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's why I was so surprised, because I've never heard of anything like this before where you actually buy something and then they take it back.
Yeah,
it
no,
just seems, it seemed ridiculous.
Like, when I was buying suits a lot from a retailer over in the UK when we were living down in Houston, I was doing a...
That's how you know you're making too much money in Houston. Mahoney was buying suits from the UK.
No, but what I was doing... These suits aren't fancy. They're nice suits, but they're not fancy. I was using like coupon codes plus other deals, and I would stack them on top of each other.
Yeah.
You know, there was a website that I used on through Reddit called Frugal Male Fashion.
You're so gangster.
No, but it would show you where you could save money when buying like those shoes or the, you know. Yeah. And so sometimes the
Frugal Male Fashion.
Yeah, Dave.
Cool. That's no, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so sometimes what would happen was the discounts would become too deep, and then they would cancel the order because you have kind of gamed the system.
But see, you are gaming the system, right? So you're stacking a coupon on top of another coupon.
On top of a clearance.
And traditionally,
item, yeah.
most of the coupons have the in the description, cannot be used to any other offers.
It just depends on those certain ones, like or if you're using Ebates or something along those lines as well. So I've had that happen. So to me, that doesn't seem like that outrageous. It sucks that you didn't get the thing you wanted. But
this
I'm not.
This wasn't gaming the system. This was a sale that they had put on their website.
And yeah, but they just ran out. They're dumb.
But that's their problem. That would be
well, but if they don't have any more, then they'll refund you your money. That's because, just like, what happens.
But that's not what just happens. I made the it's like if I went to Best Buy and bought a TV on sale, and then they realized, oh, we weren't supposed to have it discounted that much, they're not going to come to my house and take the TV back.
No, it's not like that at all because you don't have the item yet. So while they still have the item and they have not shipped it yet, you don't have it. But it's like saying, I want that, and
no,
I should
go get
it.
The transaction is closed. If I have paid for
that's
it,
what I'm saying.
It's
like,
mine.
Because I've had that happen where I bought something.
Yeah.
It's not yours until you get
You're
it.
You're a terrible friend, my
I'm not trying to be a terrible friend. Normally, I would if I felt like there was an injustice here or there was something that they were doing
if
that was
pay for
inherently
something,
wrong.
If you pay for an item, then it's yours.
But they ran out.
That's on them. They should have continued
selling.
There's
no more of these two.
No,
you
know what
you
this
sound
is?
Entitled.
Wayfair. I don't sound entitled.
You do.
Wayfair is the United Airlines of internet shopping.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we overbooked a flight. Sorry, we're just going to kick your ass
I've
and throw you off the plane.
In my shopping cart, and I haven't paid for it yet, and then when I go to pay for it, it's sold out.
That's different,
and
though.
Yeah, that
right?
makes sense.
Because
you haven't paid for
you
it.
You haven't paid for it yet. But once the transaction is closed, it's like the guy who's sitting on the airline, it's not his fault that United Airlines overbooked a flight.
He's
and kick
you
his
didn't
ass
get
and,
beat up by Wayfair.
I feel like I did,
they're
okay?
They're giving you
I
your money back.
Emotional injuries.
Wait, Wayfair
this,
dragged your wife?
Yeah, Wayfair dragged
I'm
it and
looking
beat
at
my
this
wife.
Website and it looks like it kind of it looks like a half-assed website anyway. You should
did
know
you,
better than order
you,
from a place like that.
Did you find that website like on Facebook?
No, it's a perfectly reputable website.
Okay. Oh, because like there's some like ads on Facebook.
No, it's nothing like that. It's not like some janky website. All like right. they've been around for a long time. They sell all sorts of stuff, but they just suck. Bad customer service.
They're giving you your money back. What's the problem?
You don't get the item.
Yeah, buy something else.
Like I said, you're a terrible friend. No, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I got a horror story for you concerning Sony.
Careful, Mahoney's not going to buy into it. It's your fault. See, Mahoney's victim blaming over here.
I'm
That's
not
what's
victim,
going on.
The fact that you're calling yourself a victim is. So what happened to you, brother?
So my PS4 started messing up, and I contacted Sony because it was within a year. And they're like, yeah, we'll send you out a special box to send us the PS4 in. Just to make sure you have the entire receipt with total and where you bought it and when you bought it and serial number and who keeps receipts, right? So I spent 2 weeks trying to get the receipt from Walmart and another 3 weeks waiting for the box. But once I got the receipt, I realized, oh, I got a warranty from Walmart. And Walmart, of all places, took in the PS4, got it fixed, and sent back to me in less time than it took for me to get the receipt and the box from Sony. And then Sony's like, yeah, sorry.
But you got a new PS4 out of it, right?
See, here
I
we
got
go.
The same PS4.
Here we go.
That is still kind of slow.
Oh, and he's going to start blaming you.
I sent it in to get it fixed.
It's coming.
Yeah, he's going to turn it around on you.
Victimized.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave, stick up for
no,
me.
No, I got you.
I don't
man. You're,
see
you're
where
a true
the problem
American victim.
Is. You bought the.
See, Mahoney's going to blame you for it.
You bought the warranty. You sent it in.
Yeah.
Well, Walmart, of all places, is the one that actually got things done. Like, Sony is.
Because they took too long to send you a box?
Well, and they were demanding so many more other things from me that.
Like proof of purchase? Oh, that horrible company.
See, here we go. Yep, it's all your fault, Noah. You're a real son of a bitch.
For every electronic you buy?
Yes, I do.
You would. No, you don't keep any of it. Your
Bull
girlfriend
crap.
Does.
Same difference. We're one and the same.
Dave and Mahoney.
Danielle is joining us this morning. Another victim that's about to be blamed by Mahoney, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Danielle. What happened
to
you?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Oh. Okay, good, good.
Oh,
good.
No. No. So I have a LifeProof case on my iPhone. I don't know if you know what those are, but they were amazing.
A what case?
A LifeProof case.
So you can't break it.
It's like an AutoBox, only better.
Okay.
So when I would be on the phone, I couldn't, like, push speakerphone, or I couldn't hit the dialing, you know, it's like press one for blah, blah, blah. Couldn't do that. And I thought my phone broke, so I went to Sprint. Nope, not your phone. It's your LifeProof case. The, I don't know what it is, but something on the case wouldn't work. So they told me to go.
You tried to get a refund, I assume.
So, well, it's a warranty. They have a one-year warranty. So I went online, did the warranty. They processed my credit card. They said, if you don't get an email in 20 minutes, call the customer service. Well, they sure processed my credit card. Never sent the email.
Mm-hmm.
Called the customer service. They hung up on me. Called again. They hung up on me. Again. They said, oh, we'll send the email. We're sorry for the problem. Never got the email.
Hang on. So, now, Mahoney, how is this Danielle's fault?
I'm waiting to hear the rest of the story,
okay,
Dave,
all right,
before I make any judgments on this. How dare you try to make me jump to conclusions before I hear all of the facts, sir.
We should have a new segment on this show where victims call up and Mahoney tells them they're not victims.
I waited a week and I called back. They told me they couldn't find me in their system.
Oh, wow. So you paid for it. The money had come out of your account.
Yeah.
And still nothing.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
Mahoney? And I can't cover my phone. My phone is naked.
Oh, God forbid you don't have a cover on your phone.
And I have the Forever iPhone plan, so if I crack it or anything, I can't get the next iPhone. And I'm clumsy. And I have five kids.
You can't get the next, I mean, your life pretty much screeches to a halt at the next point when the next iPhone gets released and you can't get it.
Well, why don't you get another?
No, I don't care. My husband cares.
Why don't you get another cover in the meantime?
Because it costs $90 for one.
Well, you don't have to buy a LifeProof case.
She has five kids. One. Like you do need a LifeProof case with five kids. They're maniacs.
I have five kids and I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like I need a case.
Kids are constantly grabbing the phone. They're watching stuff on it.
I keep my phone bare. I don't have a case on mine.
So how is this Daniel's fault? How many kids do you have, Mahoney? None. Well,
more than you. I just don't claim any of them or pay child support for any of them because they're a bunch of little bastards.
Well, no wonder you keep it bare. How many kids do you have?
A lot. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Danielle. You want to know why this is your fault? Because you're not patient enough. They're going to get it happen. They're going to make it happen. All you have to do is just wait a little bit longer.
It's been a month. I haven't got the confirmation email. They took my money, and it's supposed to come within 5 days.
Wham.
No. Wham?
Wham.
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 Mahoney's
wham.
A real son of a bitch today.
They can't find me in their system.
Then call them again and tell them what
She's
happened.
She's already called them like 10 times.
Call them again.
Apparently, you know, persistence is not one of Danielle's strong suits.
No, I'm with you, Danielle. Life cases and Wayfair suck.
Yeah, and it's a $90 case. Like, really?
Yeah.
Why would I go out and spend another? By the way, I bought two of them because the first one was ruined in a fire.
Maybe you should buy an OtterBox. Switch to a different company.
Ruined in a fire.
Yeah, what happened?
Like, what is going on with your life, Danielle?
I had a house fire last year. Yeah. Everything I owned was lost except.
And you're over here, you're victim blaming her, Mahoney. Was the fire her fault too? Yeah.
Probably.
No, God. I was in the hospital when it happened.
Well, what were you doing in the hospital?
See, this is just I got 17 kids. My house burned down. I was in the hospital, and a truck ran over my dog. And so, what are you? This is a country song waiting to happen.
Oh man.
Well, I'm very sorry if any of that is true.
A pop song waiting to happen. All I have to do is throw drugs in.
Thanks for the call, Danielle. And you are a victim. Don't let Mahoney beat you down. Yeah. Have a good day. Take care.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, here we go. Ian's interesting individuals, as we like to call it. Ian, you said this person is perhaps the most interesting person you've ever talked to, period, in your entire life. Where and how did you meet up with this guy?
Okay, so of course, Fremont Street.
Uh-huh.
So I was hanging out there on Sunday. I saw a guy just who looked like a pirate picking glass out of his feet.
Oh.
It's a good start.
Okay.
Covered in tattoos, like he had a bunch of like Satan tattoos and everything. So, of course, I'm like, yeah, this is my guy.
Yeah, of course.
So I go over there. Turns out it's a one-man freak show, and his name is Mr. Mental Case.
Okay, well.
All right. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Ian's interesting individual. He actually goes by Mr. Mental Case.
Yes.
It's not Dr. Mental Case. It's Mr. Mental Case.
Mr.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Come one, come all! To Ian's interesting individual!
I'm walking on Fremont, and this guy's picking glass out of his feet. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Mental Case.
All right, so you're doing a freak show?
Yes, I am probably the only freak show artist out here on Fremont Street.
How does your woman feel about this?
She loves it. She does it, too.
She does it, too?
Yeah, her name is Mrs. Mental Case.
Mr. and Mrs. Mental Case.
Yes. I don't do any tricks, okay? Tricks are for kids. I am a stunt show artist. What I do is I walk on shattered glass. I shove a 60-inch long latex balloon down my throat.
What?
I hammer nails into my face. I'm an amateur sword swallower. My crowning achievement right now is a stunt that I've worked on for about 7 years. It's taken me about 5 trips to the hospital to complete. I call it Return. It's my signature effect. I swallow the balloon. I swallow a 2-inch long needle. Popping the balloon. And then I pull the balloon along with the needle back out of my throat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you ever made anybody, like, physically sick?
I've had people vomit out here. I've had people pass cold out. About a week ago, I ran my hook. I do a stunt with a meat hook.
He's searching for his meat hook right now.
Oh, God.
12-inch long meat hook. It's about 8 inches from point to curve here. I'll just show you.
Oh, all right. He's putting it in one of his nostrils. Oh, he's pushing it through the nostril. It is outside of his mouth. And it is outside of his mouth. Man, that's a meat hook. Man, get that out of there. I got to talk to you. So when did you start putting in your face?
Truthfully, about 3 years ago.
What were you doing before that?
I was a magician. You guys want to see a show? Does it look like real glass?
Yes.
Sound like real glass.
Yes.
Mr. Mental Case is about to walk over glass.
Don't run away like my dad did.
Is there anything you won't do? Like butt stuff?
Yeah, butt stuff. I don't like doing butt stuff, man. I tried it once, I won't do it again, dude. You know, that's my motto. Do everything at least once.
Is there anything you're afraid of?
Spiders.
Well, I feel like I need a shower after that one. That was something.
Yeah, so I did walk away with a souvenir. I got the balloon that was inside Mr. Mental Case.
You're touching it. What are you doing, man?
It's my new bracelet. I'm accessorizing.
Were there a lot of people trying who were eager to see him?
Yeah, there were, actually. The balloon really flipped out a bunch of people, though. Like, they kind of walked out.
That's the actual balloon?
Yeah, this is the actual balloon. I do have it.
Ugh.
I'm going to shower. I need
so
a shower.
Dirty.
That's disgusting.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Why would you laugh at a man in that situation?
He laughed at me when it happened.
All right. Mahoney just broke his headphones. You're able to piece them back together?
I was.
Okay, good.
I'm the MacGyver of the radio studio, but they fell off, and then Sylvia just laughed straight in my face.
Yeah.
These have sentimental value. I've had these for like 10 years, Sylvia.
Yeah. Okay.
They've been through a lot.
They've laughed at me when I dropped my headphones.
I would never do anything.
And you're like, I can't believe that you've lasted 28 years.
No, Sylvia. All I say to you are positive things about how pretty
you
are. How good of a singer you are, how lovely you are. All we do is try to support you, and you just...
I have air checks of it, that you're like, oh, I can't believe you lasted this long.
You have air checks of that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, let's hear them.
Yeah, no. play it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sylvia's all jacked up on coffee.
You're like, I couldn't imagine you on drugs.
Oh, man.
Like, I feel like, if we gave Sylvia some, like, MDMA.
Oh, the worst.
Like, she would just lose her mind.
I wonder if, and I probably won't ever touch it. But if I did shrooms.
Oh, no.
Stop.
No, no.
I don't know which one of your friends told you to, if you're going to do drugs, do shrooms.
No.
Do not do
but
shrooms.
I want to know.
Do not do a psychedelic. Stop it.
The first
because,
drug
like,
that
what if would you, I see? If I'm, if
you
I'm
don't
like,
want to hallucinate.
If I'm jittery right now just from coffee.
You just had coffee and you're about to freak out.
Yeah.
And when you have two sips of whiskey, you're drunk. Do not do shrooms.
I just,
never.
I'm not.
If you are going to do any drugs,
like,
do marijuana
see?
Because right, it's just, legal now. And it,
no, see, if I did marijuana, I'd be so relaxed. I'd want.
Well, that sounds
pizza.
Terrible.
I yeah, want pizza.
I'd be so relaxed.
No, if I'm
going to
do something, I want to see stuff.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You cannot handle that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. That was the one.
That one hurt.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, yeah. Right?
I think Anna's is. I think she's sexy. I think she's super pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
By the way, who eats crackers in bed?
I was
like Cheez-Its.
Really?
Who's eating
in bed?
Occasionally.
Really?
If I'm on a road trip.
Do you eat in bed?
No, not hardly ever.
You're not
unless I'm in a hotel.
Like that weird fetish where you like want to mix food and sex.
Didn't you have a friend who was pretty heavy set who had a who met a really hot girl who would have relations with him and she would feed him?
She'd feed him. Oh, yeah. And that was his ultimate. You know, like how everyone, to a degree, has
grapes?
That.
No.
Everyone, to a degree, has that moment from their past where they go, "I'm pretty sure that was the peak of the mountain. Like that was the best experience I'm ever going to have." That was his,
and
definitely.
He was he's
a big boy. He's a big boy. Yeah. And so,
is
like,
he's still a big boy.
Yeah. He loves to eat, and you mix that. It doesn't. I don't even think it really matters how good that part of it was.
Yeah.
If she's like. Here, take a bite of this burger. While things are going on, he's just
like feeding
enamored
him.
By it. Yeah,
and she was like way hot and out of his league.
Well, but she's kind of nutty, right? So she's
she's nutty.
She was bipolar. So like one minute she'd be like, "Let's have sex," and I'll feed you. And the next moment she's like throwing lamps at him. He's
man.
Worth it.
Dave and Mahoney.
How long do you spend each day grooming, getting ready?
Really?
Like everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
it's like everywhere.
Yeah.
How fast do you think that grows?
I mean, I got to have a machete.
Ah!
No. To get my eyebrows.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, your eyebrows, they are they're very groomed.
Well, thank you.
Well groomed.
No, I would say I spend probably...
Well, I mean, they're not bushy.
Do you take shower time into account for that? I would say yes,
I mean, do you think shower time's included in this?
Yeah.
I would say grooming is a part of showering, is a part of grooming.
Sure.
I would say... 25 minutes?
59 minutes a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
For men and women?
No, for men.
Oh, for men.
No way.
Men check themselves out in the mirror 8 times a day to make sure they still look good. That's only 2 fewer times than women. Men spend an average of 19 minutes a day looking in the mirror. We're so stupid. Like, humans are so dumb. We're just
well, I mean, you see
a
reflection.
Ourselves.
We're monkeys.
Yes.
That's all we are.
You see a reflection. You want to make sure you look good.
Oh, it happens. I walk by a car that has like tinted windows. I'm like, hey. I walk by the building, like the office building, and it's reflective. And I just like checking myself out. I'm like, that's how I look.
Oh, I'm looking good
today. That's how I look when I walk. That's pretty awesome.
Let me pop this ass out. Pow, 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 pow,
pow, pow. Oops.
No.
80% trim or, quote, shape their nether regions.
Yeah.
And 70% of guys under 35. 70% of guys under 35 take naked selfies on a weekly basis.
A
weekly basis. Not just like you've taken a couple of naked selfies on a weekly basis.
You think it's like the Tinder... users?
No, I mean, it doesn't necessarily say they're sending them to anyone, but they could be...
Oh, just like checking them out.
Like to see how you look. Like,
Ian, you're under 35. Naked selfies weekly?
Not weekly.
Like every once in a while?
Bi-weekly. Bi-weekly.
I've always thought you may be a bi-weekly guy.
are you doing it just to like see how you're doing?
Yeah.
Do you really show my
improvement?
Do you really take them naked selfies?
Well,
like check yourself out
occasionally.
I'm with you.
Yeah, just to kind of see.
Not every week.
Not every week.
Like progress?
Of course. I've got a bunch of progress photos on
there. No, that's fine.
Mahoney and I send them back and forth to each other. Yeah. We compliment each other.
How's my ass look, Ian?
Great.
No, I mean,
keep your boxers on, man.
No, I mean, you're don't necessarily have to. If you want to see everything.
Sadly, there's no progress there.
Actually, there is.
What?
Yeah, every 10 pounds you lose, you get a little back.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a centimeter.
Hang on, we'll start doing some jumping jacks here.
Well, maybe not a centimeter, but it's something like that. It's
really? I've never heard that before.
Congrats. No, it's true.
Jogging in place.
Wow, that's amazing.
I don't think that's correct.
No, that's right.
That, like, if you...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a noticeable difference.
So you lose weight and it just goes down right there?
No, I think it's because you're like...
It's overall.
You're pulling the fat back.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so it's...
It just like lifts up.
It's like if there was a fat elephant and then it got skinnier, like the trunk would appear to be bigger because there wasn't so much fat.
No,
because
there is fat around that area. Yeah. You get skin and weight gets pulls there, like, because it doesn't... You know, it depends on who you are.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man.
This is disturbing on a lot of levels.
I don't think it's bad that he's taking naked selfies.
I don't like them for progress. I don't think it's bad. I get depressed every time I see him because, like, looking in a mirror, you're like, all right, like, or if I'm in the shower, and I see the mirror.
You always kind of like cut an angle a little bit.
Yeah. But like when you see flex. Harsh lighting of a bathroom with like a selfie in there, and you're just like, oh god, I look like a sack of beaten up potatoes that are growing the roots.
Just like
they got wet.
It's like a bag of cottage cheese.
No, actually, you know what? I can relate to that because, like, I'll do that every once in a while.
You'll take a naked selfie?
Just so, like, I can see what's going on.
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
And, like, it's the same thing. I'm like, oh, like, the mirror's like, oh, it's fine, that's fine. I take a
Oh, so it's not like, oh, yeah.
It's just, like, the harsh lighting.
Yeah.
I don't think this is true, but there was apparently a Dr. Oz report saying that, like, every 35 pounds that you lose, you get about an inch back. That's not an inch. That's not true.
Well, if it's a Dr. Oz report, it's got to be true.
Yeah,
right?
It's not.
He would never lie about anything.
No. I've lost 60 pounds, and that's no. Oh.
There's no two-inch improvement.
There is not.
I've never heard that before.
Maybe if you had to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But so, that's looking at yourself in the mirror.
I don't think I've ever taken a naked selfie.
You've never taken a naked?
Try it out, Dave.
No.
So take one and send it to your wife, see what she says.
Yeah, right now.
Not right now.
She just has her attorney deliver divorce papers.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
If you've ever been paranoid about the things that you eat and drink, well, you should be, especially with these next couple of stories.
Oh.
What happened?
A worker at a factory making cans for drink giants like Coca-Cola has been fired after being caught going number one in one of the containers.
Oh, my God.
No.
Witnesses say they saw the 40-year-old.
That's how Mellow Yellow was born.
Is that what it is this whole time?
This is Mountain Dude.
Oh.
Totally different.
Squirt?
Jolt? No, I don't know.
Balls?
All right. Employees say they witnessed the 40-year-old man relieving himself in the container. As soon as it happened, he was marched off the premises by security and has not been allowed back. But the problem is, everyone saw him do it that time. Mm-hmm. Has he done it previously?
Yeah. Like, if you do it one time, chances are that's not the first time actually happened.
Because the first time when you did it, you liked it, so you're going to keep doing it.
Why would you do that?
What is wrong with you?
Seriously.
He's a dirtbag.
I mean, but still, like, even dirtbags, like, I understand some motives of dirtbags. Like,
if I was going to be a dirtbag, I would want it to benefit me or to actually hurt somebody that I didn't like.
Yes.
But I would need to see that happen.
It benefited him because he relieved himself. He didn't have to go pee-pee anymore.
That's not what I'm talking about, though. I mean, like, being a dirtbag, like, I'd want to, like, steal something from somebody to, like, give me money.
It's a purposeful act of malice.
Just, like, randomly make strangers that you're not going to see... consume your... Yeah, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't break check a random person. I break check somebody who cut me off.
Yes,
because I can see their, the effect of my malice.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Dave.
Tell us this next story about the woman in Ohio who's eating the nutsack.
All right, so...
Bag of nuts.
Bag of nuts.
Yeah, so she was eating a bag of nuts, cashews to be specific, and she found a human tooth.
Oh.
In the planter's bag of cashews.
Oh, God.
Bless you. So a human tooth.
He was telling me about this story earlier. You have this look on your face, Mahoney. I mean, are you mortified that she found a bloody tooth in the cashews?
Oh, it's bloody?
Yeah, a bloody tooth. Yeah.
You left that part out. wow, that is key information in this story.
I said bloody tooth.
Are you mortified about that or the fact that Ian called a cashew a cashew?
Both. Pretty disgusting.
What's it disgusting? It's a cashew.
It's not a cashew. It sounds like you're sneezing.
It'd be one thing
if
it was
cashew.
It would be one thing if there was a tooth that was in, I don't know, like a bag of chips or in a salad bag.
It's too similar, right?
But in cashews,
I feel like a
tooth looks like a cashew.
And then when you reach in and you grab them, you throw them all in your mouth. There's kind of the same consistency, right? Because you crunch through the cashews.
God, it's so bad. But when you bite into that tooth, you're like,
tooth versus tooth.
I felt something in my mouth, like hard, and I was like, I was thinking it was a tree root or a rotten nut. I mean, that happens. She turned the light on in the car and she's like, it looks like a tooth. And at that point, I just pulled the car over. I was like, Mom, I think that's a human tooth. Exposure to blood or bodily fluids. It's not fun. I haven't heard from them since. They came and picked the tooth up on that Saturday. I try emailing them. I try calling them. They say, we'll update you when we know more. They say on the back of the package there's multiple foreign countries that they could possibly come from.
Neat.
Give the tooth back to Planters. Hold on to that. That's the evidence.
What are they gonna say,
hey, I'm going to court with this one. I'm not a hugely litigious person, but a
bloody tooth in your cashews.
Why would you do that in the first place? Like, give it to Planters, and what are they going to do with it?
Well, that's the whole thing. Why did Planters send like the Men in Black to come and swoop this tooth up and then just completely ghost her?
Because there's huge liability if there's a bloody tooth really in anything. I think you can sue.
That was a bad move on her end.
Now
I give it back to them.
I don't know what you're talking about. Tooth? We don't have. We didn't send anybody there.
Make cashews.
Here, walk near this nut machine for us, and they push her in.
We don't make cashews.
I don't know
cashews.
What a nut machine looks like. But.
Do you think there's somebody on the other end like, what the hell is my tooth?
I had it here a minute ago.
So a man in Connecticut was taken into custody after calling 911 four times to complain that somebody had thrown his clam chowder into the dumpster outside of his house. He called the emergency line four times within 37 minutes, twice at 3:01 p.m., once at 3:11, and then a final time at 3:38, and was angrily screaming at the dispatchers about the incident. Law enforcement showed up at the 70-year-old man's house, where he confirmed to authorities that he did not need medical assistance. He claimed to have called 911 because he did not have another phone number to contact police about his soup having been thrown out.
Dave, a crime was committed against this man. I mean, obviously somebody broke into his house, grabbed
his
clam chowder, and threw it out.
Someone's like, I'm going to mess with ye today. Check this out. Sneak, 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 sneak. There it is. Trash.
Ah!
They say that he smelled of alcohol and appeared to be intoxicated.
Clam chowder should be thrown out.
Clam chowder and booze.
Okay. Yeah.
And a handful of cashews.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Ian referred to one of these two interviews that he got out of the laundromat bar combination on Boulder Highway as the, quote, most terrifying interview of his entire life. And it's not because the person that you were talking to actually threatened you. You just knew that it was entirely possible that things could go awry at any point, right?
Yes. And also, he had a couple of friends there as well, too. Now, this particular gentleman that I'm talking about is a East L.A. gang member.
Oh!
And how did you know that he was an East L.A. gang member?
Well, he was covered head to toe in gang tattoos, and he told me.
Straightforward.
He told me about that. Now, you always have to choose your words carefully, especially when I'm over there, because people can get confused and
think you're making fun of them or something along those lines, which is not what you're doing. You're out there to like talk to people and expose us to a world that most of us
aren't going to go to a bar laundromat combination on Boulder Highway and just start talking to people that are tattooed head to toe.
Not anytime soon.
Right. I will, though. So.
But Ian will.
That's where I come in.
Which is what makes Ian so awesome. So here we go with our first piece of Dirty Laundry. Brand new. This is an East LA gang member.
Dirty Laundry.
I'm here at the laundromat, and I've met someone who's actually really excited for this interview. You told me to just fire this up, man. What's up?
Fire it up.
You told me to hit record, like, right?
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
Are you from Vegas?
Hell no. I'm from East Los Angeles, baby. Oh, Woody Boulevard.
I'm just looking for something you haven't told anybody before.
Oh, man. Well, we started off in Vegas by these cops out here are Can I say that?
So.
These cops out here are so discreet. Like, they're body safe. They're like, discriminating. I'll be walking, right? And then they'll be like, oh, you know, like some suspect, blah, 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 and this and that, right? Then at the end of the conversation, they're like, you know what? I'm going to be honest. No, you don't. But I seen all your tattoos, so I just wanted to put you on profile, man. Well, as you can see, I'm kind of a gang member.
Kind of.
you want to know what we're going to become a gang member? Crazy story. My mom gives me the car keys. As I'm going to my friend's house, I'm about to turn the corner. All of a sudden, look in the rearview mirror, and about 7 guys jump out of an SUV, right? And I guess they recognize me. And then just started shooting. Boom, 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 boom. But the day they shot at me, I was like, wow, my homeboys really got love for me. Because the very next day, they want to go bust around the world. Around the world is, okay, like, this is the center of your neighborhood, right? Whoa. Every gang around your neighborhood that's an enemy, that same night, we shot up everybody. To this day, we still know who it was.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, right? My God.
What?
Wow. And at the beginning of the interview, when he said, all right, let's fire this up, he's like, what you mean, man?
Hey, right, I'm that's like, what I'm talking about, where you got to watch your words.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Like, I mean, press record, press record.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, just want to let you guys know, if that ever happens to you guys, I will gladly help with the investigation. But
if whatever happens to us, if we ever get gunned down by 7 guys in an SUV, well, thank you, man.
I'm not going around the world, but I will help in the investigation.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Right. It's very nice of you.
Here's the effort.
That's how you get initiated?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I'll pass.
I'm not going to get that cool tier tattoo. Yeah.
He had multiple tier tattoos, right?
He was actually covered head to toe, literally, I would say about 95% of his body was covered in
tattoos. Oh, wow.
Sounded like a nice guy, though.
Very nice. And he was actually really excited to do an interview for the radio. Oh. So I have his contact info if we ever need him again.
Maybe. Sure, yeah.
Hold on to that.
Keep that handy.
Bodyguard.
Anything else happen while you
hear that Chet Buchanan morning show? We got a whole squad of East LA gang members on our side.
G1 G1.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Is there a bunch of dudes that just jumped out of an SUV that are beating Spence to a pulp in the parking lot? Hell yeah.
No, that was a Toyota Avalon. That's how we roll.
Right. Into a low ride.
This other one here though. This is a bit more lighthearted.
A bit more lighthearted. This guy I actually met outside. He just went into the bar to grab a couple of drinks.
Well, because of course.
So he walks outside, double fist and some drinks, and he told me about how he got pulled over for a DUI.
Pulled the old Vince Vaughn, huh?
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Dirty Laundry.
You got a couple of drinks in your hand, man.
2 drinks. I got a Crown Royal and then another drink that my girlfriend ordered. I have no idea what it is, actually.
You're going to drink it anyways, though.
Of course.
I'm looking for Dirty Laundry. You were telling me you got arrested right up the road?
I did. I got arrested right up the road, suspected a DUI. I only made it a quarter mile from where I was at the party to where I ended up. And I guess when I got pulled over, the cop kept asking me, are you okay? Are you okay? And I kept telling the cop, I'm taking my brother-in-law's cousin home. There's nobody with me. I swear I see somebody else on the other side of the trunk, and the cop's just like, okay, believe in everything I say. So she asked me, you know, do field sobriety. I take 2 steps, fall. She grabs my arm. She said, oh, don't fall. Be careful. Don't hurt yourself. I said, no, I'm fine. I'm just drunk. And other than that, I got arrested, got taken to jail, and charged with DUI. So nobody was in the car. I was by myself. I drank a fifth of Jack in like an hour and 10 minutes. Drank 30 beers with it. And telling the cop, like, on the other side of the trunk, I'm looking at my brother-in-law's cousin. I said, I'm taking him home. I even offered the cop gas money to take me home. And I looked right up the street. Like, it was my sister-in-law's 21st birthday, and I just went to have fun. And I had too much fun.
Be safe with Crown Royal.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Dave and Mahoney.
So an out-of-control party led to $20,000 worth of damages. A 14-year-old girl and her family are on the hook for thousands of dollars after a party at the teen held at a rented house got out of control. So the girl had rented the house online using her parents' credit card without their authorization.
Oh, no.
And police officers say they found approximately 200 teenagers flooding out the residence when they arrived. Palmer said the party had quickly grown beyond its intended size and the home was left with extensive damage. The value of the walls, furniture, artwork damage was approximately $20,000, according to police.
Do you ground your kid until they are 18 for that?
Oh.
I don't know.
I mean, if you stole my credit card, rented a house, and then threw a party where 200 kids showed up, that's your ass. Because even if the 200 kids didn't show up and only like 10 did, that's still your ass.
But see, the problem with grounding her until she's 18 is that then she's always going to be home, and she's probably fairly annoying.
She probably is.
So you let her, sounds like you let her get away with this?
No, you don't let her get away with it. But I mean, is the answer really to like lock her inside the house with you?
What do you do though in that situation?
Send her off.
Yeah, military school.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
A cheap military school.
At least you'll be out of your hair.
I would not have lived to have seen 15.
Yeah.
My parents would have killed you. They would have killed me.
Yeah.
How do you... Oh, God. That's one of the reasons why I'm like, I don't know if I ever want to have kids.
But see, this is something new in our lifetimes, though, that didn't exist before, where, mm-hmm. you know, when we were young, we used to be able to just sneak out of the house.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that was like the big thing that you would do. And if you weren't back by the time your parents were awake, that was your ass. But you'd have the ability to like get online and rent an Airbnb mansion.
Yeah.
You know, like this, it's again, a whole new set of challenges in parenting. So Mahoney, you're knocking on the door of 40. I mean, you're not quite there yet.
Dude,
but you're
39.
I'm 38. Thank you very much.
In June, he'll be 39.
And you're 36. Like I said, you're knocking on the door of 40. You're getting close, man.
You're a lot closer.
Well, I know I am mm-hmm. I am as well, mm-hmm. but
you left that out.
You're closer to I'm just I was not trying to make it all about me.
Oh, okay.
And instead, you got offended because I made it about you.
Okay,
but not in a good light.
So let's go through this list. These are the top lifestyle changes that we're supposed to make before we are 40 years old.
Okay.
All right. So number one on the list is quit smoking. The cigars don't count, right?
No. I mean, if you inhaled, I mean, what do we smoke? One a week, if that.
Yeah, one a week.
Sometimes we go months without them.
Unless we go golfing, in which case maybe, you know, two.
I mean, or three. Just depends on how long the round
is. I mean, if it's a slow day.
That's not my fault.
Course.
The starter messed up and overbooked and let everybody go out at the same time, that idiot.
Stop isolating yourself. It's easy to stay home and do nothing. Now that everyone has, you know, high-speed internet and a huge TV, but it can catch up on you. People who keep socializing tend to live longer.
Yeah.
You're going to pass on that one?
I'm going to pass on that one. You know what? I love my high-speed internet and my big screen TV.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Costco, I'm like, oh, they got a bigger one. and it's reasonably priced.
Figure out how to manage your stress.
Yeah. I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah.
I would say I feel like I'm a good stress manager. You know, I just don't think about things. And so, therefore, they don't stress me out.
Okay.
Might be to my detriment, but whatever.
Yeah. Start exercising.
2019.
30 to 45 minutes of exercise a day is the one of the best things you can do for your heart.
Define exercising. Because like I carried four cases of Girl Scout cookies from my car to inside the house the other day. And, you know, those weighed about, like, 15 pounds
a piece.
What was that, 30 to 45 minutes?
I mean, it took me quite a bit away. Quite a bit of time.
More time than you would expect. And then the last one here is stop pigging out.
Oh, God. Why? It just sounds like you're just shoot me.
What was it?
When I turn 40, just shoot me.
It's just balance, right? Because like you want to live healthy, and when you feel good, when you're working out and you're taking care of yourself, you feel good, right?
Yeah.
But there's also like a balance of just being happy, because you can go through your whole life being miserable and being so caught up in body image and whether or not, you know, you look exactly how you want to look, that you're just always miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's something to be said for Mahoney, like, for example, with his fat years, where he just goes, you know what? It's a fat year, and so I'm just going to relax.
I'm not worrying about it. Bossy Rossi, you can go do some bang bangs.
The bang bangs, which, by the way, if you weren't tuned in the other day, that's the double lunch, where you decide that...
Or double meal. It doesn't have to necessarily be a double lunch.
But it's become a tradition around here where it's a double lunch, because you and Bossy Rossi will go have one lunch and then decide you want to have another lunch, and that's considered a bang bang, because you're banging out two lunches.
I feel like being healthy all the time for me is not good. Because, okay, yes, I do lose the weight and I feel great and I don't nap and I'm way more active in my life and so on and so forth. But there is a part of me that I feel is missing. And so when the fat years get to come back around, I could be lazy, I can nap again, I can eat whatever I want. Like, I know that like being active and exercising has an end goal. Which is the I get to be fat again,
right?
And then it's gonna suffer. It's gonna suffer, you know, half the time anyway, because I'm gonna have to work out. I'm gonna have to eat right in 6 months from now and lose all the weight and get back on it. But at least I get that enjoyment. Whereas if I was just healthy all the time, I would just be miserable constantly.
Did you do a bang bang yesterday?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I did.
And did you take a nap yesterday?
I did. I took a 2-hour nap on the couch.
A 2-hour nap on the couch.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I take 2-hour naps.
My girlfriend was going to work out, and I'm like, I'm just going to watch the news.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.